Welcome back to all the fans of Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis, and I'm the host of the show. We're having a great time because we are being hosted by the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce. We're actually in their launch pad room, which is all about entrepreneurship. Also want to thank our great friend and the great friend of Radio Entrepreneurs, Glenn Matthew of Merrill Lynch Cape Cod, who helped us sponsor this show. Thank you, Glenn. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. And he's in the background, so he's doing his best job possible, not interfering. Our next guest, it's hard for anybody, I believe, to come to Cape Cod and not be familiar with Puritan Clothing Cape Cod, and that means we have both Rick Penn and Jim Penn in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you. Guys, you know, store's been around since 1919, so why don't we start by giving us a little history lesson on Puritan Cape Cod, because that's 98 years, a long time. You gotta go through a lot to stay successful over that length of time.
We'll give you a short, obviously short version. It's true. In a couple of years, we'll be celebrating our 100th anniversary. It was started by our grandfather, Abraham Penn, in 1919 in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Our first store on Cape Cod actually was in Chatham in 1925, in the same location. In 1939, we opened up a 3,500 square foot store in Main Street, Hyannis, where our current location is in Hyannis. Today, that store has grown to 16,000 square feet of selling, plus several thousand of warehouse and back office. We also have stores in on Falmouth and in the Mashpee Commons. So, four Puritan Cape Cod stores, and also a partnership, the Vineyard Vine store in Mashpee Commons.
Rick and I are members of the third generation. Rick's dad, Howard, and our uncle, Milton, were the second generation, and did a wonderful job increasing Puritan throughout the years, and Rick and I have both been a Puritan on a full-time basis for 35 years and made some significant changes along the way.
So if you were meeting someone at a party in New York or Boston that hadn't been to the Cape, who was going to the Cape, and they said, well, what kind of clothing store is Puritan Cape Cod? What would your answer be?
I would tell them that Puritan is a true lifestyle store, that we represent a lot of things. Yes, we carry men's, we carry women's, we carry shoes, but when you come to Puritan, it's all about the experience. It's something, particularly if you come to our Main Street high-end store, which is a true destination shopping experience, there's a full-service spa in the store. There's a high-end restaurant in the store called the Naked Oyster. There's also a place called Rendezvous, which is a cafe and crêperie, all under the same building. True lifestyle business, one-stop shopping for many different types of things, but it's an opportunity to shop local and to meet the owners of the company and really experience something they probably have never seen before.
I didn't know, just in case, did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
No, I think you did a great job of, you know, explaining, you know, we talk about that all the time in our company about going back to our grandfather. He had a great saying, and he would always say, I'd rather make a friend than make a sale. And even though here we are 100 years later, we believe those core values, that's really part of our DNA, is still what our company is all about.
It's a great line. Is it on your website?
Yes, it is on our website. Yeah, we talk about it in our monthly meetings a lot. And yes, it's available in the history of the company on puritancapecod.com.
And, you know, you learn in my world of, you know, leadership and entrepreneurship that values have to stream from the top to the bottom. That experience is exemplified through your staff, through your hiring, I would assume.
So we taken that saying from my grandfather and turned into our mission statement today, which is three words: earn the relationship. So it's earn the relationship, obviously, of our customers, earn the relationship of our employees, and earn the relationship of our community. And those are the mission statement we believe gives everyone a sense of purpose, you know, for our company. So, interestingly, most people say that, you know, their company is a great place to work. And we always tell people, listen, this is what we stand for. We're a values-based company, not a rules-based company. These are the values that we stand for. If you believe in the DNA of what our company represents about service to the customer, earning relationships with our customers, our employees, our community, you'll love working for our company. If you don't believe in that, which is okay, you would not like, you know, working for our company. And so that's something that, again, we don't just talk about it. We believe we live it. We begin our monthly management meeting once a month Number one on the agenda is how have we earned the relationship in the last 30 days? And that's how, and so it's not something we just talk about. We want to share how we truly living up to our mission statement.
Jeffrey, you mentioned employees of our company. We're very, very fortunate to have employees who worked for us for 10 years, 15 years, 20, up to 40 years. And we have one employee this year who's celebrating his 50th anniversary with Puritan, which is truly remarkable. And we're so fortunate in that. So, yes, we have a big, large booked employee manual here. But we try to tell our, we do tell our employees there's no rules that, that can't be broken. I run this business like it's your own business. And do the right thing and treat people like you want to be treated yourself. And you can't go wrong.
My experience is that that's, you're 100% right. That is what you're doing. That has always been my experience going through the stores. So I do think that that is clear. It's a family business. Did both of you work outside the business or did you go right into the business? Were you trained in the business?
I started actually in the summer times, working here back in the... I guess that was the mid-70s, so now you know how old I am, Jeffrey, and went to school in New York and started working for Macy's New York, went through the executive training program, worked for them for, it was like three and a half years, and always knew that I wanted to come back to work at Puritan. I wanted to make this a place to raise a family, and it's been a wonderful place to live and to really be part of a family-owned business. It's been very rewarding.
Macy's must have been great training.
It was a different world then, retailing, and certainly what has happened to the Macy's today. But in those days, Macy's was 16 stores, hard to believe, and retailing was different. But that was true retailing, and you could be an entrepreneur when you only had 16 locations and the buying power of that. But it was a wonderful place to learn and to grow from some of the best retailers in the country at the time, and many of them have become very successful over the years, and some I've still kept in touch with.
It shows you, my worst part of my training was I was recruited out of university by the F.W. Woolworth Company and went into their management training program, thought it was horrible, and quit. So,
retailing, you learned early on, maybe retailing wasn't for you.
It wasn't the retailing that was the problem, it was the trainer. And you, Rick?
So I feel very fortunate. You know, my dad was in the business, I knew at a very early age this is really what I wanted to do in my life. When I graduated college, I worked for Jordan Marsh in Boston for about a year, and then came back to the business. And you know, something that, as I say, at an early age, I knew this is I had the passion for the business, and still do today.
Is it hard running a family business? Does that add a different dynamic, or did you find that it made it easier?
I think there's certain things about being in a family business that are very rewarding, and certainly some things that can be challenging. But Rick and I both have different talents, and that we complement each other, and we don't always agree. And Rick often says some of our best decisions are made when we don't agree. And one thing, though, that I think that's constant is with our company, when our second generation is here, and certainly with our third generation, is that we admit that we don't know everything. We learn every single day. We read a lot. We talk to other retailers, and we like to make changes, not just to make changes, but to move forward. So,
how is technology changing your business? Is it a big part of it?
So certainly, you know, in-house, you know, technology has given us the ability to manage our inventory, you know, so much better today. The current inventory today is the ability to plan, certainly, and have the information literally every minute. What's selling, what's not selling has been a tremendous factor, obviously. But for the customer, you know, I would think the customer has so many choices today on where to buy products. You see that.
Just open up your phone and get in your browser.
They can, you know.
24/7.
24/7. Right. So for us, it continues to, you know, our grandfather would always say, you know, in our opinion, that, you know, the power is all shifted to the consumer today. And our grandfather would say, you know, many years ago, listen, you upset a customer and they'll tell six people, you know, what a bad experience.
Right.
Today, right, upset a customer, do something that, you know, and they can tell 600,000 people or more in an instant today, right? So certainly, that has changed dramatically. But for us, again, the biggest shift in technology for us is that we still believe about the shopping experience. We still believe people want to be recognized. We still people want to not to do business with strangers, but do business with people who know their name and will take care of them. So Jim talked about briefly in our flagship store. We've invested heavily on a wonderful shopping experience, not only a beautiful store, but now a spa, a fine dining, and a cafe, all to make this store a real destination for our customers.
Interesting. And if I were to say that this was 2023, any concept of anything I would see different in the future, or how things are evolving?
Well, that's truly the beauty of retail, is that retail is ever-changing. How it's going to be done in 2023, I certainly don't have the answers.
Hopefully we're both around.
Hopefully we're both around. But the wonderful thing about the business is there's a lot of young retailers getting in the business and looking at it from a whole different perspective. And those are the young men and women who are very exciting of how they approach the business, whether it's purely an online business or it's a combination of brick and mortar and online. But the constant part is getting to know your customers, keeping in touch with your customers, having this wonderful relationship with your customers. We think that's never going to end, that people still want that type of relationship and experience.
Now, my wife always says, I don't like buying things online. She still likes brick and mortar, so you're saying the same thing. There's still a target market for brick and mortar and for the shopping experience.
Yeah, and even the stores, that there's a company called Amazon, I think, that's fairly successful, who is now going into the brick and mortar business. So, they must see something about that, trying to connect with customers and that touch and that feel. That's so important in the retail business.
And also, you talked a little about the future. So, this is in all businesses today, the world is changing very quickly. And we believe that, some of the answers to the future are not in the four walls. You got to get outside your business and outside in the marketplace. One of our keys to our success is we belong to a retail forum of about 12 other retailers from around the country. We meet twice a year, either at their store or some other great destination in the country. We'll spend two and a half days with a moderator, kind of benchmark each other. But more importantly, we get to see some of the best stores in America and look at best practices. And we've been doing this for 12 years now, maybe more, with this group. And it's been a tremendous help to our company. It's a really great
You learn a lot, even from the smallest store that's in the group. I've learned a lot of things from them. Because they operate, they're on the forum 24/7. They talk to the customers. They were involved with social media before we were, and really made us aware of it and understand the importance of it. And I guess it's about 2 years ago we hired somebody, one of those millennium people, to help us with marketing and to create a more digital presence. And the way she looks at things is totally different the way that Rick and I do it, and very healthy for a business like us.
I like both components of what you said. I like the idea of thought leadership can come from anywhere, and so we're always learning, we're always listening, and also learning from the next generation about how do you communicate. And I think Donald Trump proved it. You have Hillary spending $250 million on traditional advertising, and Donald Trump tweeting every day, and that's what the press is playing every hour in every media outlet in the country. So it's true, social marketing has changed, and you're evolving. Even after 98 years, you're saying we're still evolving, we're still changing, which is nice to know.
Absolutely.
Before you go, if somebody wants to find Puritan Cape Cod, how would they find it? Where are you located?
So again, we have four stores on the Cape. Flagship store is at 408 Main Street, Hyannis, also on the main streets of Chatham and Falmouth, and then Mashpee Commons. And of course, our website, puritancapecod.com.
And we also, Jeffrey, have a business called Chatham Chino Company, so a separate site. It was built on, Rick talked about earlier, our first store on Cape Cod was in Chatham in 1925. Our grandfather, seeking either to get out of the house or get some business, ventured from Plymouth, Massachusetts to Chatham. And that was actually before the Sagamore Bridge was built in 1925. So I can't imagine how long it would take to get there. But he started a business in Chatham on Main Street, And we built a whole brand around that called Chatham Chino Company. It's available online and in all Puritan stores.
Great. Thanks for being on the show today. Really appreciate it. Clearly a very thoughtful and thought-out business. Thank you very much.
Thank you for waiting.
Thank you.
Okay, my name is Jeffrey Davis. We've been speaking with Rick and Jim Penn of the Puritan Clothing of Cape Cod, if I can say of Cape Cod. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.